In today's video, we're going to talk about what to do when customers ask for equipment that you currently do not have.
All right, so the question that we have is by Luis Garcia. He asked, I constantly get asked for larger tents for bigger events. The largest tent I have at the moment is a 20 by 40 pole tent. I'm fairly new to the business and can't afford to buy a larger tent at the moment. What would you do?
What would you do if your son was at home crying on the thong?
I don't know that song, but okay.
You do know that song.
I do. Keep going then. No, I'm not just fine.
So first thing I would do for the fact here. So if you're doing a 20 by 40, you can fit 150 people in there if they're doing
really
they're standing up. But realistically, for your question right here, so like if depending on how many tents you have, I know a couple times we combine tents. We can show some images of combining some of the tents you have to make a bigger tent that you can do. You might have a couple poles in the middle or something like that.
Well, it's a pole tent, so he doesn't have poles.
Oh, he's not a pole, yeah. Well, he only has pole tents.
Yeah, well, it says he has a 20 by 40, so.
Yeah, so... So he two things. So he can. So you can take the money, and maybe it's for a date in the future, and try to use that money to sell it to be able to buy these in the future.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can try to sell the lease to someone who has it or sub rent it from them.
Yeah.
Those are kind of like I see the two main options for the most part.
Yeah.
Which one would you do, Eddie?
Pretty much the same thing you said. Like, I would if this thing's like in the future, like well in the future. Then I would grab it, and then I would try to push and sell it a couple more times to basically pay for itself and then make it happen.
Yeah.
And then when it gets here, once you get those events done, then now you have this big tent, then now you can do the work. Or if you want to play it safe, then just like you said, sub-rent it. That's the best thing. But I wouldn't let this lead get away because, like, it's right there. It's ready to do something, and they just told you what they need, and it's your job to figure it out. And then if you sub-rent it, just, I mean, you're basically going to get all the glory. They're going to come back to you, you know what I mean? We do this all the time. Like we tell you the strategies as far as like stuff that you don't currently have, just put it on there. And then when they make the sale, either A, like we just said, go buy it. You have to make enough. If you gain enough money on that, because I know you're going to probably sell tables and chairs and stuff like that on top of this. So sometimes that'll increase it. Like maybe you get like 40% or 50% of the actual cost of the tent. So
yeah, and depending on your credit and stuff like that, you could just put down for a loan or something like that, and you can get it down and take care of itself. Especially if you're saying. You consistently get asked, which means that whatever tent you're getting asked for probably get paid for based on, I'm guessing this is 5, 6, 7 times that you'd already had it paid for.
Yep, start making money.
Yeah, if you can get the loan, you can just get it paid for, and you'll pay for the loan of the whole thing. And also, too, like Eddie said, you get everything underneath it. And so then when you get everything underneath it, and if you're the main person doing it, or you may have one or helper, you know, you might make 80, 90% of the proceeds, and you can use that to pay everything off. Thanks, Louise. You sound like the Louise that we have on our team. If it is, what you doing with a 20 by 40? You're supposed to be working right now.
I wonder one's missing inventory.
God damn it. But if this is another Louise out there, we really appreciate you asking the questions. And really, I think this will help a lot of different people. But as I said, choose one of those two options, and you get taken care of on one of those things. You have to figure it out. Not everything's going to work out on paper how you might want it to be. And you really don't need to begin these out, especially when you're saying consistently. Because, like, I'm pretty sure you're going to talk about in a couple years, like 1 year, they probably ask you 6, 7, 8 times. That means there's a demand. You need to figure out a way to go get that demand. That might be partnering with somebody else, getting money from some family and friends to pay for it, or find somebody with the stuff to move it in from different areas who might not be using it. You need to figure something out to get it done. But that's straightforward on there. If you have any other questions or anybody else has any questions about myself, please leave them down in the comment. We'll get to them. You might get featured and answered in the video. And for some people in the future, we're going to actually do video on questions that you can ask, and we'll talk to you about it. And we might feature it in the main episode. But thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
Eddie Salcedo.
And we are the Rental Boys, and we'll see you guys in the next one.